So Barb, go ahead and ring the chime. Our opening song today is Christus der ist mein Leben. Apologies to German speakers. And this is two settings by Mary Franz that was recorded in our new meeting room.
Well, that was wonderful. Nice to have a little peek into our new building. Well, good morning and welcome to Prairie Unitarian Universalist Society, even though it's via Zoom. My name is Barbara Park and my pronouns are she, her, hers. I've been a member of Prairie for over 40 years and currently serve on the Program Committee, the Archives Committee, the Search Committee, and in normal times, I'm the choir director. However, these are not normal times. Prairie aspires to be both an open-hearted and an open-minded congregation. We strive to be welcoming to all, though we recognize that we have biases that limit our understanding of how others may perceive us. We stumble in our efforts, but we are committed to keep trying to grow in our ability to love people of every ethnic, religious background, whatever your color, sexual orientation, family structure, age, or abilities. We have a few announcements this morning. We're sharing our offering this morning with the Catalyst Project. Tonight, there's a carol singing party starting at 6 p.m., everyone can join to You can sing, play, or just listen and see the order of service for details on that. Let's see, there's lots of things that aren't happening, but the kids Wednesday fun night at 6 p.m. is happening. Also Dungeons and Dragons. I have too many pieces of paper here. You have my order of service. We're going to have a chalice lighting that John is going to read. Feel free to light your own chalice.
Across the distance, the light from within me shines, sending love to all. Across the distance, your light is fuel that warms me and helps to keep my own light burning. Together, we keep the flame of community burning bright.
Now we're going to have a minute of silent meditation. Okay, the story for all ages today is a TED Talk. John is going to share it with us on our screen.
This is where I live. I live in Kenya, at the south part of the Nairobi National Park. Those are my dad's cows at the back, and behind the cows, that's the Nairobi National Park. Nairobi National Park is not fenced in the south where I live, which means wild animals like zebras migrate out of the park freely. So predators like lions follow them, and this is what they do. They kill our livestock. This is one of the cows which was killed at night, and I just woke up in the morning and I found it dead, and I felt so bad because it was the only bull we had. My community, the Maasai, we believe that we came from heaven with all our animals and all the land for herding them, and that's why we value them so much. So I grew up hating lions so much. The Morans are the warriors who protect our community and the livestock. And they were so upset about this problem. So they killed the lions. It's one of the 6 lions which were killed in Nairobi. And I think this is why the Nairobi National Park lions are few. So a boy from 6 to 9 years old in my community is responsible for his dad's cows. And that's the same thing which happened to me. So I had to find a way of solving this problem. And the first idea I got was to use fire, because I thought lions were scared of fire. But I came to realize that didn't really help, because it was even helping the lions to see through the cowshed. So I didn't give up. I continued. And the second idea I got was to use a scarecrow. I was trying to trick the lions that I was standing near the cowshed. But lions are very clever. They will come the first day and they see the scarecrow and they go back. But the second day, they'll come and they say, "This thing is not moving here, it's always here." So it jumps in and kills the animals. So one night, I was walking around the cowshed with a torch, and that day, the lions didn't come. And I discovered that lions were afraid of a moving light. So I had an idea. Since I was a small boy, I used to work in my room for the whole day. And I even took apart my mom's new radio. And that day, she almost killed me, but I learned a lot about electronics. So I got an old car battery, an indicator box. It's a small device found in the motorcycle and it helps motorists when they want to turn right or left. It blinks. And I got a switch. I can switch on the lights on and off. And that's a small torch from a broken flashlight. So I set up everything. As you can see, the solar panel charges the battery, and the battery supplies the power to the small indicator box. I call it a transformer. And the indicator box makes the lights to flash. And as you can see, the bulbs face outside because that's where the lions come from. And that's how it looks to lions when they come at night. The lights flash and trick lions that I was walking around the cowshed, but I was sleeping in my bed. Thanks. So I set it up in my home 2 years ago, and since then we have never experienced any problem with the lions. And my neighboring homes heard about this idea. One of them was this grandmother. She had a lot of animals being killed by lions. And she asked me if I can put the lights for her, and I said, yes. So I put the lights. You can see at the back, those are the lion lights. Since now, I've set up 7 bombers around my community, and they're really working. And my idea is also being used now in all over Kenya for scaring other predators like hyenas, leopards, and also it's also being used to scare elephants away from people's farms. Because of this invention, I was lucky to get a scholarship in one of the best schools in Kenya, Brookhouse International School, and I'm really excited about this. My new school now is coming in and helping by fundraising and creating an awareness. I even took back my friends to my community, and we're installing the lights to their homes which don't have, and I'm teaching them how to put them. So 1 year ago, I was just a boy in the savannah grassland, herding my father's cows, and I used to see planes flying over, and I told myself that one day I'll be there inside. So, and here I am today. I got a chance to come by plane for my first time for TED. So my big dream is to become an aircraft engineer and pilot when I grow up. I used to hate lions, but now because my invention is saving my father's cows and the lions, we're able to stay with the lions without any conflict. Surely, it means in my language. Thank you very much.
Okay, today's program is reminiscent of our Summer Reads program that we do every summer. However, we're calling this Winter Watches. And we're all stuck at home with the pandemic, and everybody has been watching entertainment in various forms. So this is a chance to share your special finds that you've discovered to keep you entertained on these long winter nights. So we're going to ask you to raise your hand and we'll try to call on you. I've got John and Bob helping me try to see everybody. And then when I call on you, unmute yourself. And we're hoping that people would just spend a minute or two. If we have enough time, we'll go a second round. So I see Penny right away. So Penny, unmute yourself.
I'm glad you called on me because right after the TED talk, because that's my thing to share. TED is the technology, entertainment, and design. And the talks are always well done. I mean, they practiced them until they got them right. And in particular, I mean, they have talks on every kind of subject you could imagine, and they're always very entertaining. But in particular, I'd like to point them out for the kids in TED Talks, like we had this morning. I would think if I were a young child hearing what some of these kids have done, I would be very inspired to get out and do things myself. I think they're worthwhile for kids to watch as well as the adult TED Talks. I think I've heard Al say that if he were ever on a desert island, he would want TED Talks there to entertain him.
Let's see. Rick, I saw your hand go up earlier.
Thank you. Our great find was Midnight Diner on Netflix. Midnight Diner is a half-hour show. You go through it in 24 minutes. It's an existential, calming show from Japan. It's all dubbed in, not dubbed in, but with what do you call the letters at the
subtitles?
Bottom? Subtitles. Thank you. It's subtitled, but it's such a great show. Each episode has one little story related to universal human connection and relationships. And the master, the gentleman that runs the little diner that's open from 12 to 7 a.m., imparts all kinds of wisdom in subtle ways. Midnight Diner.
Thank you. Let's see. I know Ron had something. And he's going to share his screen. Unmute yourself, Ron. Oh, we lost Ron for a sec.
Am I back?
Your voice is back, yes.
I'm so sorry. Can you come back to me later?
We can. Who else would like to go? Morris?
Looking for that unmute button. There we go. My find is something that should guarantee giving me about 345 days of pleasure, because I think that's the number of cantatas that Bach wrote. And I don't know if this will, is this visible?
It's disappearing.
It's called the Netherlands Bach Society. And the Netherlands Bach Society is planning to record all of Bach's works. There's a treasure in each one and different performers, and they do this free with just donations. It gives me great pleasure to listen to them. Unfortunately, they don't have French horns, John, but they do have the precursors of sackbuts and shamleys and things like that. So Netherlands Bach Society.
Thank you.
Eileen,
did you have your hand up? Or Al?
I really like Nordic crime mysteries. And so two things to watch. One is a Norwegian movie called In Order of Disappearance. And it's a Quentin Tarantino type movie, and not the nicest story in terms of violence, but very interesting characters. The primary character is a snowplow driver.
You only get 1 minute.
And an Icelandic TV series. I think there are 20 episodes, called Trapped. And I highly recommend you try and find that.
You got to be, don't be in a depressive mood when you watch them, though.
Now, are those both on Netflix or what platform?
Search Netflix and Amazon and Kodi and whatever.
Okay, someone else?
Oh,
Karen, we'll get you the second round, Al.
We just started watching a Norwegian comedy on Netflix. It's called Home for Christmas, and it's about a young woman who, in a fit of I don't know what, tells her family that, yes, she does have a boyfriend, and they expect her to bring him home for Christmas, and she does not, in fact, have a boyfriend. So she spends the month of December on lots of strange dates. And Andy doesn't go for holiday, you know, movies at all, but he's enjoying this because it's just funny.
Cute. Someone else? Ron, are you ready?
Said Mary Mullen.
Oh, Mary, did you have your hand up?
I need some help. When I try to turn my video back on, it tells me the host turned it off and I can't start it.
Oh, John, you want to take care of that?
Now the host has asked me to start it. Thank you.
Okay, let's let Mary go, and then Ron, you could go after her. Mary, go ahead.
Well, Patty and I have watched this show on PBS called Last Tango in Halifax. It takes place in England, I believe, and it's about these two retired people who get together. They had a date when they were young people, but somehow missed getting together because of some kind of mishap. But now that their spouses are dead, they've gotten together again. And it's not only, and it's a story, they're very different people. So of course there's a lot of drama that comes because of that. And they also have children, adult children who come into the story in various ways. And those children have teenage kids by now. So those teenagers come into the problem, and it's just, you know, it's kind of like a soap opera in a way, but it's with these older people, and it's just so entertaining. Every time we watch one, we want to watch the next one, and you know, do binge watching if it were possible. It's probably possible, and I think you would get this. This is PBS, and I think anyone could get it if they donated to enough to, I don't know how much you have to donate to PBS, to Wisconsin Public Radio, and then you can get Passport and can see all these past programs. So
yeah, I think it's on Netflix or Prime. I've seen it come up on one of my searches too, but I can't. I forget which one it is.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, Ron, let's give you a try again.
So, can you see me sharing a screen?
Yes.
If it's Bohemian Rhapsody, yes.
Right. We've been enjoying a number of different Bohemian Rhapsodies. We'll just give you a little flavor of this a few seconds, but it's when you think about,
gee, kids. Ron, we can't hear.
You forgot to share the computer sound.
All these technical things.
Yeah, I think I'm done for today.
Oh, well.
We'll share it on Prairie Views because it's really great.
Okay, what platform is that?
It's YouTube.
YouTube, okay. Other suggestions? Kathy, go ahead.
The show I watch, which is probably has limited interest, but being a Vermonter or anyone who has roots back in New England, it's a show called Green Mountain Metal Detecting. And it's this young man, probably late 30s, who lives in Vermont. And every Friday, he goes out for hours and hours. And he's just very slowly hiking through the woods, these wonderful woods and stone walls. He does it all every month of the year. And he has a little four-year-old boy that he often takes with him. And they're just like climbing through the woods. And he's checking out trees. And they see foxes and moose. It's just this meandering through the woods of Vermont, which I love to watch when I'm knitting. It's very comforting. And another one is a PBS show, if you haven't watched, called Endeavor. Endeavor is about a young detective. And I just think his spirit is pretty gentle, and he's just very interesting how he puts cases together. So it's Endeavor, PBS. And I think you can also possibly pick it up on Netflix. And the Green Mountain Metal Detecting is YouTube. And his So it's a different show, but it is, I enjoy it. And he's a musician, so he plays his own music during the show.
Nice. Nancy, I saw your hand go up.
Yes, I have one. It's lighthearted. So when you're tired of listening to the headlines on the news and want something a little lighthearted, this is a podcast called Happier with Gretchen Rubin. Gretchen Rubin is she's an author of several nonfiction books. One of them was called, her biggest one was probably called The Happiness Project. And she just lists things about something about getting to know yourself a little better, and then things you can do to just tips and tricks to make your life a little, that may make your life a little happier based on yourself, what you like. So, and she co-hosts it with her sister, which is, the banter between them is fun. And so, for example, one of the things they said was 20 for 2020. So 20 things that you'd like to do in 2020, which I thought was fun to hear. So they would read their lists and just gave you some ideas of things you could still do in 2020, even with COVID. So it's things like that. So I'd like to listen to it on my commute or when I'm in the car.
Should I go and check one out?
Go ahead.
So I've actually got two to share. One is, a lot of you have probably seen it already, The Queen's Gambit is a very compelling characters on Netflix. One thing I really liked about it is I used to play a fair amount of chess, and watching the actors play the games of the, I noticed right away they weren't just pretending, they were really doing impressive games. And it turns out all of the games they play are famous masters chess matches, and the actors had to memorize all of the moves. I heard this. So the actors had to memorize all of the moves of each of these games. So it's just really well done. And then the other one I wanted to mention is Mandalorian. For any Star Wars geeks out there like me, I think it's the best Star Wars show since the original series. The only problem with Mandalorian is, and the Queen's Gambit is on Netflix. Mandalorian is on Disney Plus. And that's, a lot of people don't have that, but I just wanted to mention, I have with certain Verizon accounts, you get Disney Plus for free. So you might want to check if you have Verizon, you can possibly get that also.
Anybody else who hasn't gone already? Mary.
Hi. So I always had a subscription to Netflix. So I stopped that for a month and started HBO Max for a month. And one of the things I enjoyed watching on that was Veep. It's about Julia Louis-Dreyfus as being the vice president of the United States. It's hilarious. And I was on my own on Thanksgiving Day. So I sat down about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I've never binge watched anything like that. But I watched that show, and it was so funny, and it was just a great escape for the day.
Thanks. Next, anybody? Robin.
Well, for those choir fans, and especially for men's singing, which Morris has done, Dan and I watched on Netflix a film called Fisherman's Friend, which is about a fishermen who also sing in Cornwall. It's loosely based on there is a real group, but they added a story about the guy who comes from London and discovers them, and he's kind of a snob, but he learns that small town life is wonderful, and there's romance. So it's rather predictable but charming. And then I had heard of this show, but through my daughter, got me hooked on Schitt's Creek, which a lot of people know about because it won some awards, but it starts out as just kind of a somewhat cringy thing where the rich people have to move to a small town, but it really becomes very full of acceptance and love. And it's also very funny. So that's one that she and I, when I was visiting her, binged a whole bunch of, and then I watched the last season, and there's a sort of behind the scenes making of one it also mentions all the awards that this had won from, for instance, the gay community and so on. And then And then I've also enjoyed, they've been rebroadcasting on PBS a thing called Dickensian. So if you're a super Dickens fan like me, who's read all the books, it's a mashup of various books so that the oldest Cratchit son is in love with a girl from the old curiosity shop and things like that.
Eileen, go ahead.
First of all, Robin, what was the last one?
Well, Dickensian.
What's the name of it?
Oh, the name of the show is Dickensian.
Oh, Dickensian. Okay.
But it was on a couple years back.
Yeah.
And I missed part of it. So I'm watching it now, but for some reason it wasn't included on Passport, the PBS. So I don't know whether it's possible to.
But it's on the regular schedule now.
Right. But now they're up to almost the last episode. Oh, okay. So you'd have to check it out.
Okay.
There's a lot of, like, for instance, it's the backstory of Miss Havisham from Great Expectations and things like that.
Go ahead, Eileen.
So contrary to Andy, I enjoy holiday programs, and I am just so pleased that he can go read his book, that there are things that are being broadcast. And it was fun to see that there was an advertisement for the CTM Christmas Carol, which is being produced in a virtual way this year. And it says that they're going to have people who played the Scrooge characters in the past will do readings of different sections, and other people will fill in with it'll be a reading of the play showing the person. And then in the background, they said they're going to be showing the video from the past productions. So I'm looking forward to watching that. It's on from now through December, the end of December. So you can just look at ctm.org if you're interested in that.
And it's free.
It's free, right. Free and open. And then I saw that PBS is doing their Christmas special on Call the Midwives. And we love Call the Midwives. And then there have been so many groups and individuals who are adapting to the virtual atmosphere. And Trevor Stevenson and the Bach musicians did their holiday concert. It's too late for you to do that. But he's doing a house concert where he performs on his various pianos that he has in his studio at home.
Next.
And harpsichord? Okay.
Yeah.
And there's one coming up January 9th. And it's Trevor Stevenson with a PH. And it's on his website.
Light and Shadow.
No, it's just under his name.
His
too.
Website is Light and Shadow.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Katrina, I see your virtual hand.
It's actually Mangus.
Oh, Mangus, very good. What do you have to suggest?
Jingle Jangle, and it's good because of the magic, and Home Alone, because he's home alone.
Jingle Jangle I thought was very cute. Now, is Home Alone, is there a way to get that on?
Jingle Jangle is on Netflix.
And how about Home Alone?
I can't remember where we watched Home Alone, but either Netflix or, yeah, probably Netflix. I don't know. We have so many channels, it's hard to keep track.
Okay, other suggestions? I think we can even go a second round if you have something that you didn't include. So, Al.
You have something too, also.
Al, you're muted still.
Yeah, we
got it. Eileen's got the mouse.
I've got the power.
second round, going back. Thank you, Penny. You're right. If I had only one internet source available, it would be TED. But the TED Talk earlier reminds me of a book and two things I want to watch in addition. The book is The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind, and there's a TED Talk. His name is, and I haven't watched this yet, William Crankwamba. And the TED Talk is titled How I Built a Windmill, and another one, How I Harnessed the Wind. So there are two TED Talks that he's done. and there's a movie based upon the book. And I've been holding off on watching the movie because I'm trying to persuade Eileen to read the book.
I have too many books.
Yeah. We've been watching Virgin River on Netflix, or we were, but it stopped, right? They, you know, the episodes stop right at a critical point and there's no more left. And I did hear on some program, radio probably, that a lot of the people were working on shows that they had to stop their production because of the pandemic. So there's several series like that that just sort of, that go along and they just sort of drop you, which is very frustrating.
But we watched The Good Witch some time ago. Good family program, teenage characters as well as families.
We enjoyed that one.
Kathy, Randy, do you have your hand up? Or is it...
I just put my hand up. Another one that we've watched is Manifest. And I don't know if people have watched that. It's been around for the last couple of years. It's a story about a group of people who are on a plane going somewhere and the plane disappears. And 5 years later, it taxis in and lands. And so it's just, no one knows, including the people on it, no one knows where it's been or what's happened. So the whole program is these things keep happening. These people are definitely receiving messages and things keep happening. And it's it involves people of all ages, young and old. And it's can be pretty intriguing in places. And I'm quite sure it's on Netflix. Possibly it's on Hulu, but it's called Manifest. It has a crew of several young people in it. And a couple of different families, but it's kind of got a little bit of a sci-fi edge to it.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah, it's very interesting. One detail, for example, there's a set of twins, and one twin is on the plane, and one wasn't. So the one that was on the plane comes back the age he was the day he flew. The other one is 5 years older. Well. Just as an example of the complications.
Interesting twist. Other people who have a second round of things?
Mary Mullen.
Mary Mullen this time. We have too many Marys.
Okay, so at Prairie Now we have, there's a movie watching group of which I'm a part. And so we've watched several nice, really good movies, but one we haven't watched yet is called The Last Picture Show. It's a black and white film from about 1970, takes place in Texas. And it's, you know, just it's so like growing up as a high school student. And I see Andy Garst is shaking his head. Yes. Why, maybe he grew up in Texas, did you? No, but you've lived there. But at any rate, it follows it takes place during Vietnam War time. And in the end, one of the male characters goes off to the war. But it's so realistic. To me, it was so realistic. I grew up in a small town, too, that I've watched it maybe three or four times. Always, I think, in a movie house. But, of course, now it's available in... probably Netflix or something like, or YouTube. And there's romance, of course, and there's unfaithfulness, and there's coming of age stuff. So I would highly recommend The Last Picture Show. I see Andy has his hand up. Maybe he wants to talk about it too.
Yeah. Go for it, Andy.
So I saw that movie several times, you know, way back when, and I think it really resonates. You know, another one that's not quite the same, but a little bit, is Take Me Back to the Five and Dime, Jimmy Dean.
Which is set in the 50s.
Set in the 50s, small town. they're sort of a person that goes off for a while, you know, for many years, and they're coming back to sort of reunite with the people they knew in the past, except she's gone through a transition and she's now a woman.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's very good. Very good.
I see Disa and Morris virtual hands up. I'm going to do Disa. Okay.
Disa, why don't you go ahead?
I've been taking the movies that I see from the library, and I've been watching The Good Place. And it's kind of old, but it's funny and it's thought-provoking and it's original, and I've been enjoying watching it, and even Richard watches it with me. I also watched quite a few episodes of Schitt's Creek and really enjoyed that. So thank you for doing this. Also, we have a movie called Memphis that you can get on DVD. And Memphis is all full of really fun blues music, and it's a stage play also, but this is a movie like from the stage play, and it's really well done, and it's enjoyable to watch.
Cool. Morris.
Okay. In contrast to long hair box stuff, I love BritBox. And BritBox provides some really zany programs. We like the comedy called Upstart Crow. It's the story of William Shakespeare, how he picked up all his lines. And it's totally crazy. It's adding modern dialogue to the our concept of what life was like in the 1500s England. The dialogue is to laugh and to die thereof, you know. So it's called Upstart Crow. And if you have a subscription to BritBox, please, you know, don't omit that one. Done.
Thank you. I'm hearing about platforms I never knew existed, like BritBox. Anybody else have suggestions?
If anybody who likes Westerns, Longmire on Netflix is good. It features a sheriff and interaction with the local reservation and the chief of police there and his daughter who becomes a lawyer and so on. It's available.
Others?
I would second Longmire.
Well, if there's no others, then thank you all for your ideas. We'll have to get them all listed on the, and share them.
Phyllis had her hand up.
Oh, Phyllis. Didn't see that. Go for it, Phyllis. Thank you, Mary.
Well, I was thinking when that movie of the series rather Endeavor, which is really good. I watch that all the time too. But there, if you like that, you'd probably like. We went back to the beginning and started watching the Morse program again, and we watched all 8 seasons of that. And then after that, later on came Inspector Lewis, who was the sidekick of Morse, and we saw all of those. And that then now they're still doing Endeavor. So they're all related. They're all the basic characters, Morse, and Endeavor is Morse's first name. So that's where that came in. But I love British mysteries.
Amen to that. Margaret.
I started probably a month before the election watching a series, a British series called Silent Witness. It involves pathologists in London who solve murders. And the Brits are so much more civilized than we are. this series is 23 seasons long, and 21 of the seasons are free. It got me through the election. It saved my sanity. It's good. It's well done.
Is that on Netflix also, or
no? It's on Amazon. Sorry, on
Amazon. Okay.
The last two seasons are not free, but.
But at least you won't run out.
No.
Which we keep doing on Netflix.
Yeah, I know.
Others? Did I see? Okay, Karen.
We can keep going if you want.
So, well, we've got a little time yet.
I did look at the clock. So another series on Netflix that I really enjoyed was Sex Education. It's about teens, and in particular, the lead character is a young man whose mother is a sex therapist, it's a really, I found it to be a really touching show, and entertaining, and I recommend it. I see John is. Okay, Andy. Andy is easily overwhelmed by embarrassment on behalf of characters when he's watching things.
Yeah.
And there are many embarrassing situations for the characters in this show. Yes. So that's why he can't handle it.
I thought maybe you would say he was crying during this period of time or running away from the show.
What's running away?
Oh, do we have any last words here?
How long do you want me to go?
Well, you have one more?
I like a lot of obscure stuff, so people might not be able to see it.
Ah.
So we want to keep it for things people have seen,
Netflix,
right?
And Amazon.
Oh, Netflix and Amazon. Okay. Oops.
Oops. Okay.
So our nephew recommended Paddington 2. It was all right. It was better than I was expecting.
Who does?
Okay.
Rick?
I'm a proponent of starting some series and then letting them go. We return to Longmire every once in a while, when we can't think anything else. I don't miss it. I really enjoyed it. I did, but I don't miss it anymore. And there are other series like that we sometimes come back to, but we don't recommend. Did I mention Midnight Diner? Because that's what I want everybody to try. And don't binge watch it. Just watch one and think about it.
Okay. Very good. Penny, did you have your hand up? No. Okay. Al, you're the last word here.
Rick recommended to us a series that we have let go after about two or three seasons called Rita, a Danish comedy and tragic comedy occasionally. And it is definitely worth starting. Rita.
Very good. Well, thank you all for your ideas. This has been very, very enlightening for those of us who have maybe less broad exposure. So thank you so very much. John is going to read our closing words.
Okay. Twitter, I'm eating a pound sign donut. Facebook, I like donuts. Foursquare, this is where I eat donuts. Instagram, here's a vintage photo of my donut. YouTube, here I am eating a donut. LinkedIn, my skills include donut eating. Pinterest, here's a donut recipe. Last.fm, now listening to donuts. Google+, I'm a Google employee who eats donuts.
So Ron Fry has written some special words to come sing a song with me, and they're on the back of the order of service. Are we able to project them, Jen?
Yep, just a second. I got to share my screen.
Okay.
Oh, actually, I can't project the words. You'll have to follow along in your order of service because I'm going to be showing Ron's screen here.
Okay.
I never could find the order of service, however.
Oh, Dan said it earlier.
It's online.
It's at the bottom of
I know it's supposed to be, but I can't find his email. I've searched it.
Oh, it's there somewhere.
All right.
And it's online in the archive section.
It won't be that hard to pick up.
No. Just enjoy then.
You may recognize the song Come Sing a Song with Me that was written by Carolyn McNeil.
Can you turn it up?
I've taken that and turned it into something appropriate for things you can do at windows over
here. Okay. Can't hear it.
Ron, can you turn your mic sound up?
Or John. John, turn it up.
So I unfortunately this is the maximum volume I can share it at.
We can't hear it.
Okay.
Turn up your sound on your computer.
No,
we did. It's all the way up.
Let me try that one.
We could hear everything else but Ron.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's the level on the recording is light, so I can't adjust anymore. You'll have to turn up your volumes as much as you can.
Do it a cappella.
Yeah.
With me. Come surf the net with me. Come surf the net with me, that I might know your mind. And I'll bring you hope when hope is hard to find. And I'll bring a song of love and a rose in the winter time. Come read a blog with me. Come read a blog with me. Come read a blog with me, that I might know your mind. And I'll bring you hope when hope is hard to find. And I'll sing a song of love and a rose in the winter time. Come watch Netflix with me. Come watch Netflix with me. Come watch Netflix with me, and I might know your mind. And I'll bring you hope when hope is hard to find. And I'll bring a song of love and a rose in the winter time. Come hear a podcast with me. Come hear a podcast with me. Come hear a podcast with me, that I might know your mind. And I'll bring you hope when hope is hard to find. And I'll bring a song of love and a rose in the winter time. And a rose in the winter time.
Thank you, Ron. That was a lot of fun. Now it's time for our virtual coffee hour. First, I'd like to start by welcoming any guests or visitors that we have, and I don't see any, unless somebody is hiding in the weeds. So then let's go right to sharing joys and sorrows. Please raise your hand if you've got something that you want to share or do your participant raising. Ron?
Hear me? Not my day for technology.
Can't hear. Can you talk up closer, Ron?
Not my day for technology, is it? Can you hear me now?
Is your volume down?
Yeah, no. my day with technology isn't that big a deal, but my family in Arkansas had a similar day with health issues, aging in range from 8 to 74. My brother, wife, and a grandniece all tested positive with COVID. And then my brother's wife had heart issues and had to go to the hospital. And involved in all of that was my brother totaling his car. So, frustrating to be here and not be able to help, but also probably good to be here and not be there.
Boris, is that? No. Okay. Al?
May I comment on how to turn the sound up? Ron, get your mouse going. Down by the microphone symbol, there's an up arrow. If you click on that, you can go to audio settings. And in the middle of the screen, there's a microphone volume switch.
Thank you.
Okay, other joys and concerns?
Kathy?
I just wanted to say our crafting circle, instead of our circle dinner, we have circle craft. And I'm just going to show you probably the largest snowflakes we made last night. They're about, it's about 2 feet across. And they were, Eleanor Kane was the person who taught us how to make them. But we also did glass etching, which was quite technical. We did glass etching that Peggy Small had led.
Wow.
So I recommend if people want to do something on a Saturday afternoon.
Impressive. Other joys or concerns?
I see Robin has her hand up.
Ah, thank you.
Well, our daughter in St. Louis continues to have dramatic improvement in her testing levels where she's fighting off cancer. And so she'll have a scan sometime in the next month or two, and then she might be able to go to kind of a maintenance treatment every few weeks instead of going in every week. But she's been feeling good, and we will be going there for a few days for Christmas, and which it'll be the first time for – it'll be – yeah – the first time for us not being with a whole lot of people at Christmas time.
Others? Andy?
Well, a couple. They're joys, I guess, but pretty minor. One is I've just been loving the snow. I just love the look of snow and winter. And I'm not sure if this has happened within the last week, but we have sort of a traditional first snow holiday. And where we shoot off fountain fireworks in the snow, so they really reflect.
Yeah, it's a person. It's a just our family. Our family's tradition. You won't find it anywhere else. We put aside some stuff from the 4th of July and shoot it off in the snow, and it is a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
The snowplow driver went by while we had fireworks going in the front yard, and he was honking his horn.
Was that when he was putting the snow on your driveway?
Yes, actually, he did plow us in while we were out there.
That's the hardest snow.
It was a really heavy snow, too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mary?
Well, speaking of snow, something I enjoyed was making not a snowman.